Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Monday, and a belated happy Father's Day, by the way, to all of our daddies out there. Kicking off our first installment of the news show for this week, it is the 22nd of June, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and it's coming for you in about 5 minutes. Android, apparently, after all of this time, has looked over at AirDrop for iPhone and said, yep, good idea. Let's use that. Though they can't use the name, of course. It's actually going to be called Nearby Share. And according to 9to5 Google, it will allow Android users to share photos, links, and other files with other devices. Now, we've been hearing about this for a little while now, on and off anyways. It was actually going to be called Fast Share first. Apparently, that wasn't catchy enough. And unfortunately, we're still getting rumors about this thing, even though they are a little bit more cohesive now. Still not clear, though, when Nearby Share will be actually officially debuted. But since we're hearing so many things about it now, chances are it probably won't be much longer. Well, from one Google product, we head to another. That's Chrome. And if you're using Chrome on Windows 10, boy, is it freaking slow. Especially since that update. Have you noticed that? Chrome is just kind of... Come on! Well, us Chrome users might actually be getting a fix soon. According to some Google engineers that apparently have opened up their mouths, get ready to experience a memory usage cut by 27%. Wow, that would be fantastic. Now, of course, they're saying the improvements in the upcoming Chrome releases would wildly vary, of course, on your system. But for most people, yep, you should be seeing a huge difference whenever it is released. In fact, some people might be seeing some stuff already. Not necessarily in performance, but actually in your memory. Yes, apparently there's already been some tweaks that have been ongoing, even before we've been hearing about this new lightweight version of Chrome coming. But as for the full-on experience, well, we're just going to have to wait a little bit longer. And finally, the Amazon Dash Wand. You know what I'm talking about, that barcode scanner. Unfortunately, yeah, it's no more. Yeah, Amazon's going to be ending support for its Dash Wand, that Alexa-enabled device that lets shoppers scan groceries and barcodes and other household essentials right from their home. Now, just because it will no longer be supported, as of July 21st, by the way, they are saying that shoppers can still use the device to add, say, items to your shopping list. But that's pretty much as far as it's going to go. It's not really surprising to see the wand sort of wander away. Amazon didn't really do anything else with it. And if you found yourself not doing much with your wand, you might want to check out Amazon's recycling program. Yep, they actually have those things. You got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Find all the BTN podcasts over there. You can listen to them over there. You can subscribe to them over there. We're also available on other podcast platforms as well, including iTunes. Find us on Facebook, too, of course, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And do come by our community over at our Slack room. If you're not a part of it, we would sure love you to join in the conversation today. And you can simply do it by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.